This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. This summer, artists from around the world are exhibiting their work throughout Northeast Ohio as part of the Front International Triennial. On this week's State of the Arts, I head to an Allen Memorial Art Museum gallery in Oberlin to take in one artist's fantastical view of architecture around her home country of China. We meet curator Andrea Girodi in the Baron 64 Gallery in downtown Oberlin, and I'm instantly struck by sweeping geometric shapes swimming around what seem to be ordinary concrete office towers or high-rises. Girodi draws me in close to one canvas to see the texture in artist Cui Jia's paintings.
They look flat from a distance, but when visitors come, I hope they get close up because they are thickly impastoed and have a lot of texture and sculptural presence that is surprising.
Cui Jia was born in the 1980s. A post-Mao era that's described as more globally conscious, with architectural influences to match. But it's clear that architecture in the center of her artwork is far more than just buildings. They look like nothing that's ever been constructed in reality. They're beautiful. They almost remind me of something that a designer of the Jetsons would have put on TV.
Well, I think it's interesting that you related them to the Jetsons because they do have this vibe of a kind of outmoded futurism. And I think that is something that the artist is interested in, is the sense of when you're constructing very futuristic architecture, it looks outdated or outmoded almost instantaneously.
You can see an almost tug of war between what the artist sees and what she imagines.
And she is combining in these paintings both these very futuristic buildings that have cropped up over the last 30 or so years in China with these much more nondescript kind of slab buildings, which were built prior to that in the 80s and early 90s.
There are a series of spiraling lines flowing throughout several paintings that give you the feeling of whizzing by at incredible speed. You don't stay in one place for very long.
Which I think forces you to think about how architecture and movement are not necessarily opposed but aligned, in the sense of a culture moving forward and backward in time and of one moving in and around buildings.
Oberlin art history professor Bonnie Chang joins us as we walk through the gallery.
There was a big building campaign in the called the 10 Great Buildings in 1959 that was sort of an anniversary construction after the founding of the People's Republic of China in 49, and they built 10 buildings, and they had three different types of styles: the Soviet style, international style, and sort of a hybrid Chinese style.
But you won't find a crash course in Chinese architecture here. The exhibition is all about what the artist sees.
Cui Jia is also mobile, so she was born in Shanghai, educated in Hangzhou, and now lives in Beijing. So these are the three cities that she draws from.
And curator Andrea Girodi says the work challenges the viewer to leave any expectations at the door.
And I think Sui's work tries to collapse time and space in a way that, if you're an attentive viewer, forces you to think about what your presumptions have been about Chinese metropolises and a global China, and to test them against what a Chinese artist is seeing when she walks through those spaces.
When I first walked into the exhibition, I was thinking about today's world full of trade tensions, selfishly expecting to see a reflection of my own understanding of a global China. Instead, I walked into a gallery filled with intimate architectural portraits seen through the artist's eyes. This, after all, is her view, and everyone else is just a tourist.